Now, I got to tell you, I'm convinced if the events of the Twin Valley League were pitched as a television show, no one would ever pick it up. Not because it's boring, not because it wouldn't absolutely be loved, but because they would say, no, nothing like that could ever happen in real life. A no-hitter, record-setting discus throw, and a league with absolute domination on the track for the fourth straight week. Hollywood would never believe it, but I call it just another day in the TVL. Hello and welcome into the TVL Spotlight. It's Monday, April 24th. Today's show is brought to you by Jane Elaine Boutique, Becker Auto, United Bank and Trust, and M&M Tire in Washington. As always on Monday, we need to take a look at what happened in the late week, last week, first of all, and that starts at the Frankfurt Late Invitational, coming back on Thursday. As always, we will start in the speed races with the ladies. In the 100-meter, it was Anna Juneman of Hanover taking the 100-meter crown. She goes 13:29 to beat out Ellie Studer at 13:47. Kind of a cool thing here. The top four in the 100-meter were all sophomores. The future of the TVL in very, very good hands. As I said, Ellie Studer from Frankfurt goes 13:47 for second place. Third place goes to Hanover's Emma Cruzzi at 13:70. Just behind her at 13:71 was Tatum Kramer. She goes for fourth, while spots 5 through 10 go to Brianna Bates, Brooke Porter, Taya Smith, Annie Dressman, and Maggie Turber. In the 200-meter, it was Juneman coupling her gold medal with another. She gets the 200 in 27:52, that finishing ahead of Hattie Gross, who goes 27:69, the Frankfurt junior, taking a second-place finish, and again, 27:69, a personal record, gets her second place on the day. Right behind her was Valley Heights' Brooke Porter. She goes 28:95. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, freshman from Frankfurt, goes for fourth place at 29:25. Emma Cruzzi takes fifth, while spots 6 through 10 go to Brianna Bates, freshman from Onega, Lily Weiser, freshman from Frankfurt, Annie Dressman, in ninth place, Ann Turber, and in 10th, freshman from Frankfurt, Sage Cruzzi. In the quarter mile, stop me if you've heard this one before, Anna Juneman gets the gold. That is 1, 2, 3 golds so far for Anna Juneman on the day. She goes 101.70, beating out Tatum Kramer. Again, a pair of sophomores at the top of the list. Juneman at 101.70, Kramer at 103.67. In third place, it was Brianna Bates. Maggie Turber and Ann Turber take spots 4 and 5. Tessa Miller in sixth. Seventh place goes to Delana Merck. Eighth to Macy Wapp. Onega's Natalie Jennerit takes ninth. And 10th place goes to Valley Heights' Haley Stout, who crosses the line at 119.76. In the half mile, it was Valley Heights senior Taya Smith going 232.08. That a personal record. She finishes ahead of Centralia freshman Cora Thompson, who goes 237.07. Taryn Parthmer of Frankfurt takes third, and in fourth, it was Emma Brungart of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Freshman Holland Shirley takes the mile. She goes 6:27.07. That would finish nearly 20 seconds ahead of Hanover's Kinsley Juneman, who goes 6:50.94. And in third place, it was Hannah Zarbenicki, also of the Hanover Wildcats, going 8:03.03 in the mile. Shirley would take the second distance run. She takes the gold in the 2 mile at 13:50.03, the Frankfurt freshman earning a pair of gold medals on the long distance track. She gets this one 30 seconds ahead of Morgan Allen from Centralia. The sophomore goes 14:23. Right behind her, her teammate, Malia Talley, at 14:29. And rounding out the field, Kinsley Juneman takes fourth place at 14:52.91. To the hurdle events now, it was Alexis Dollinghouse taking the 100. She goes 17:59. In second place, her teammate, Lacey Hyde, the freshman from Frankfurt goes 1903. And in third place, it was Marissa Brockstrom of the Centralia Panthers. She goes 1946. In the 300 hurdles, it was Frankfurt taking the top three spots. Emma Hardwick, Braylee Ebert, and Lacey Hyde all finishing 1, 2, and 3 in the 300 meter. Hardwick going 49.03, finishing 2 seconds ahead of Ebert in the race. In the relays, it was the Frankfurt team of Emma Hardwick, Ellie Studer, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, and Hattie Gross taking first place. They go 53.57 to win the 4x1. They would finish 3 seconds ahead of another Frankfurt team, Joey Bussman, Alexis Dollinghouse, Tana Stoll, and Lily Dressman go 56.24 to take second. And a third Frankfurt team taking third place, Braylee Ebert, Taryn Parthamer, Sage Cruzy, and Lorelei Loizo go 56.34, finishing just behind their teammates. They, again, just a tenth of a second separating the second and third place in this race in the 4x1 on the day. In fourth place, it was the Valley Heights team of Taya Smith, Delana Merck, Maggie and Ann Turber going 57.42. That good for fourth place. And in fifth, it was a Centralia team of Brockstrom, Niehaus, Kramer, and Claire Heinen. And finally, in sixth place, it was Savannah Jackson, Lacey Hyde, Kayla Hedges, and Alana Barnett. They go for sixth place at 59.53. So several respectable runs right there. A lot of Frankfurt runners in the 4x1 race. But again, it was the team of Hardwick, Studer, Dollinghouse, and Hattie Gross taking the 4x1 at 53.47. In the 4x4, Frankfurt once again dominates. They take the race at 4:22.19. The team of Ebert, Hardwick, Ellie Studer, and Hattie Gross going 4:22.19. That would finish 16 seconds ahead of their teammates, Dollinghouse, Dressman, Parthamer, and Macy Wapp, who go 4:38.63. And finally, in third place, it was the Hanover team of Emma Cruzy, Tessa Losey, Macy Holly, and Anna Juneman, going 4:45.01. Again, that good for third place. And in the final relay race of the day, the 4x8, it was the Frankfurt team of Hardwick, Studer, Parthamer, and Gross going 10:38. A big time run in the 4x8. The Frankfurt team getting the win over the team from Centralia, Tatum Kramer, Malia Talley, Cora Thompson, and Morgan Allen going 11:24 for second place. To the field events now. First of all, in the throws, the shot put was won by Aaliyah Sen. She goes 35.9, beating out her teammate, Caitlin Clipp, who goes 33.2.5. Sen with a big-time win. She wasn't done on the day, however. We'll get to that in just a second. In third place, it was Onega freshman Emerson Fordham. Fourth place went to Sydney Wapp. Fifth to Audra Steinfurt from Valley Heights. And spots 6 through 10 went to Kennedy Seleska, Hanover's Leah Juneman, Frankfurt's Caitlin Colmes, Kayla Bigham, a junior from Valley Heights, and a freshman from Frankfurt, Savannah Jackson, who goes 24.9. Again, that good for 10th place. As I said, Sen wasn't done on the day, and this may be the most impressive feat that she had on the day. She sets a school record and just absolutely blows away the competition in the discus. She goes 120.1 inch in the discus. Again, that would be a school record and also capture this event by 24 feet. She absolutely blew away the competition. Aaliyah has been working at this for a long time. The hard work did pay off, and she just absolutely blows away the field in this meet. Again, 120.01, that a school record for Hanover, a record set back in 1992. So a big-time event for Aaliyah Sen, and she captures her second gold medal on the day. In second place, it was Sydney Wapp, junior from Frankfurt. She goes 96.05. Third place went to Onega freshman Emerson Fordham. Frankfurt's Clara Key takes fourth. And spots 5 through 10 go to Caitlin Clipp, Kenzie Niehaus, Valley Heights freshman Ella Swearingen, Frankfurt freshman Alana Barnett, and Valley Heights senior Peyton Woodyard. In the javelin throw, this one was won by a Centralia Panther sophomore. Marissa Brocksterman goes 6 feet farther than her nearest competition. She goes 107.03. That would beat out Kennedy Seleska, senior from Frankfurt, who goes 101.05. Still a very nice throw by Seleska, but on this day just was not going to get it done, as Brocksterman had a terrific throw. 107.03 again wins the championship on the day. In third place, it was Valley Heights sophomore Tessa Miller. Tessa Losey takes fourth, while spots 5 through 10 go to Macy Holly, Clara Key, Emma Brungart, Larissa Schreiner, Savannah Jackson, and in 10th place, Caitlin Klipp of the Hanover Wildcats. To the jumps now, it was Lily Weiser, freshman from Onega, who is absolutely tearing apart the Buffalo record books. She gets another big-time jump in the high jump. She goes 4.7. That would beat out Savannah Jackson of Frankfurt. So a pair of freshmen, once again, this has just been a theme all year long, all of a sudden, for the TVL freshmen just absolutely coming out and making their presence known right away. Lily Weiser goes 4.7 in the high jump. Right behind her, freshman from Frankfurt, Savannah Jackson. And in third place, Kaylee Scala of the Valley Heights Mustang. In the long jump, a familiar face taking the long jump trophy. We talk about the freshmen a lot, but then there are some upperclassmen that say, no, this is still our league. Macy Holly is one of those seniors. The Hanover senior goes 15.5 and a half in the long jump. That would be a foot and a half farther than Brooke Porter from Valley Heights, who goes 14.5. Right behind her was her teammate, Maddie Hankey, who goes 14.4 and a half. In fourth place, it was Frankfurt freshman Sage Cruzy. Lorelei Loizo takes fifth, and Sadie Wessel, also of Frankfurt, takes sixth. And in the triple jump, Holly once again taking the crown. She goes 31.9 and a half. That would beat out Ashlyn Dollinghouse, freshman from Frankfurt. Holly gets a big-time jump. She goes 1 foot 3 inches farther than her nearest competition, and again, pairs that long jump gold with a triple jump gold. As I said, in second place, it was Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Lily Weiser takes third. Brooke Porter sets a personal record. She goes 29.7 and a half. That good for fourth place. And Jillian Mingy of the Hanover Wildcats goes for fifth at 26.6. I mentioned earlier about Lily Weiser tearing apart the record books. She's once again doing that in the pole vault. She set a record early last week in the pole vault. She did it once again, going 9 feet. To defeat Alexis Dollinghouse, the Onega freshman, just going to be one of the biggest names in the TVL for a long time. Lily Weiser getting the win again on the pole vault, beating Alexis Dollinghouse and Joey Bussman, who both go 8 feet. Fourth place went to Holland Shirley. Tana Stoll of Frankfurt takes fifth. A pair of Valley Heights Mustangs in sixth and seventh. Taya Smith and Haley Stout. And in eighth place, it was Melissa Kramer, freshman from Centralia, going 6 feet. Again, that good for eighth place. We'll go to the boys' side now. And again, start in the speed races. In the 100 meter, it was Lane Loizo, sophomore from Frankfurt, taking the 100 at 11.57. That would beat out Jaden DeWalt of the Valley Heights Mustangs, who goes 11.88. Right behind him was teammate Montana Martin and Logan Gray, going 3 and 4, while spots 5 through 10 went to Frankfurt's Brock Armstrong, Valley Heights' Caden Parker, Kaysen Bigham, also of the Valley Heights Mustangs, Duke Timmel from Centralia, Gabriel Padilla of Valley Heights, and in 10th, it was Hayden Behrens going 13.06, again finishing just inside the top 10. In the 200, it was Frankfurt Jr., Fred Hyde, going 24.60. That would beat out Cameron Juniman by 0.6 of a second. Juniman, the Hanover sophomore, goes 25.22. Still a very good run. And I think we're going to see a lot out of Cameron Ginman. We saw that during basketball season as well. Cameron Ginman going to be an athlete to be reckoned with over the next couple of years in the Twin Valley League. He takes a second place finish on this day, 25-22. In third place, it was Jaden DeWall. Fourth place went to Onega's Tyree Figge. Royce Ekstrom in fifth place. Sixth place went to Braylon Mine of Hanover. Gabriel Padilla takes seventh, while spots 8 through 10 go to Jacob Flinty and a pair of Frankfurt Wildcats, Max Studer and Sam Backman, going 9 and 10. In the quarter mile, it was the Valley Heights Mustang senior Caden Parker taking the race at 55.08. That would beat out Tyree Figge, so a pair of seniors getting 1 and 2 in the race, a pair of well-known athletes in this Twin Valley League getting the quarter mile top spots. Again, Parker going 55.08, Figge 56.68. So a close race there in the 400 with Parker coming out on top. In third place, it was Reese Tanking. Josh Zarbenicki takes fourth, while spots 5 through 10 go to Centralia freshman Tyler Jones, Jacob Flinty, Royce Ekstrom, Liam Schill, and Max Shanks. In the half mile, it was another Valley Heights Mustang, this time Logan Gray, taking the 800 meter. He goes 2:11.49, beating out Henry Heidman of Centralia. There's actually a trio of Centralia Panthers finishing 2 through 4 here. Henry Heidman, Brett Heidman, and Parker Koch taking spots 2 through 4. And in fifth, it was Lawson Stryker of Valley Heights going 2:35.85 to take fifth place. In the mile run, it was freshman Kyle Shoddy taking the title 5:46.81, beating out his teammate Aiden Alguin, who goes 5:57.38. And in third place, it was Onega senior Wyatt Pennington going 6:10.18. Again, that good for third place. In the 2 mile, Shoddy would pair his mile gold with a 2 mile gold. He goes 12:54.65. That beat out Channing Ferrer of Frankfurt at 13:31. And in third place, it was Parker Winslow of the Valley Heights Mustangs going 17:56.87 to finish in third. In the hurdle races, it was Duke Timmel taking the 110 hurdles at 19:57. The Centralia sophomore taking the gold medal ahead of Frankfurt's Wyatt Keller. And in third place, Tyler Jones of the Centralia Panthers. In the 300-meter hurdles, it was Jet Keller taking the title at 45.82. The only other runner in the race, Carter Gurman of Valley Heights, going 50.70. So Jet Keller taking the title, the sophomore from Frankfurt, finishes 5 seconds ahead of his nearest competition and takes the title. To the relay races now, it was the Frankfurt team of Carter Olson, Brock Armstrong, Fred Hyde, and Lane Loizo going 45.57 to take the gold medal ahead of a Valley Heights team of Logan Gray, Caden Parker, Jaden DeWalt, and Montana Martin, who go 46.10. In third place, it was a Frankfurt team of Dylan Slifer, Keegan Willard, Ty Smith, and Channing Ferrer going 48.77. Just ahead of their teammates, Wes Anderson, Max Studer, Porter Colvin, and Fred Rosequist, who go 49.15, that good for fourth place. In fifth, it was a Hanover team of Braylon Mine, Tanner Bruna, Hayden Behrens, and Cameron Ginman going 49.29. And in sixth place, it was the team of Ben Haverkamp, Brett Heidman, Parker Koch, and Will Steinlage of the Centralia Panthers going 53.03. Again, that good for sixth place. In the 4x4 relay, it was the Frankfurt team of Brock Armstrong, Lane Loizo, Carter Olson, and Jack Keller going 3:52.59 for first place. That would beat out the Centralia team of Duke Temmel, Henry Heidman, Jacob Flinty, and Reese Tanking, who go 4 minutes flat. And finishing in third, it was another Frankfurt team, this time Dylan Slifer, Max Studer, Porter Colvin, and Ty Smith going 4:03.25 for third place. Finally, in the 4x8 race, it was the Centralia team of Brett Heidman, Parker Koch, Reese Tanking, and Henry Heidman going 9:39.55. That would finish ahead of the Frankfurt team of Rosequist, Colvin, Jet Keller and Channing Farrar going 10-29-42 in the 4x8. To the throws now, it was Tyrell Wagner Jr. from Valley Heights going 41-05 to take first place over Xander Hull. He goes 39-08 for second place. In third, it was Valley Heights freshman Creighton Smith going 38-07. Fred Rosequist of the Frankfort Wildcats goes 35-06. While spots 5 through 10 go to Jacob Steffes, Kaysen Bigham, Valley Heights freshman James Boken, Hunter Weaver, also of the Valley Heights Mustangs, and Sam Backman and Aiden Schlabach taking 9th and 10th place. In the discus throw, it was Will Steinlage getting a big win. He goes 118-04 in the discus. That would beat out Valley Heights freshman Creighton Smith, who goes 113-06. In third place, it was Wes Anderson of the Frankfort Wildcats going 107-06. Fourth place went to Josh Zarbenicki. Fifth to Kaysen Bigham. Sixth place to Dean Lupin, the junior from Hanover. Hayden Behrens finishes right behind him in seventh place at 91-05. And spots 8 through 10 went to James Boken, Aiden Schlabach, and Fred Rosequist. It was a competitive day in the javelin as Josh Zarbenicki finishes in first place. He goes 138-09 to finish ahead of his teammate Hayden Behrens, who goes 137-04. In third place was Royce Ekstrom going 136-04. Ty Smith takes fourth. Montana Martin, the freshman from Valley Heights, goes for fifth place. Ben Haverkamp from Centralia takes sixth. And spots 7 through 10 went to Dylan Slifer, Fred Hyde, Drake Slifer, and Tyrell Wagner, who finishes at 103-01, finishing just inside the top 10. Now we go to the jumps. It was Frankfurt's Lane Loizzo taking the high jump crown. He goes 5-4 to take the win over Keegan Willard, Frankfurt freshman. So a pair of Frankfort Wildcats at the top there. Loizzo at 5-4 and Willard at 5-2, the freshman, with a nice jump, and he finishes in second place on the day. In third, it was Royce Ekstrom going 5 feet. Fourth place went to Tyree Figge. Fifth to Kyle Shoddy. And sixth place to Carter Gurman of the Valley Heights Mustangs. In the long jump, it was Reese Tanking once again taking a gold medal. He goes 18.7.5. That would be 3.25 inches farther than his nearest competitor, that being Carter Olson of the Frankfort Wildcats. He goes 18.4 1/4 to take second. In third place was Cameron Juneman going 18 even. Tyree Figge takes fourth. While spots 5 through 10 went to Jet Keller, Valley Heights freshman Montana Martin, Duke Timmel, Braylon Mine, Tanner Bruna, and Max Shanks. And in the triple jump, it was Hanover sophomore Cameron Juneman going 38 feet. That would beat out his teammate Braylon Mine, who goes 37.1 1/2. Frankfort freshman Porter Colvin takes third, and Hanover freshman Tanner Bruna finishes in fourth. And finally, in the pole vault, it was Jaden DeWalt taking the title. He finishes in first place over Ty Smith. Third place went to Brock Armstrong, and fourth to Jacob Flinty of the Centralia Panthers. It was the Frankfort team sweeping the events on the day. The girls were 133 points, beating out Hanover. And in third place, Centralia. Fourth place went to Valley Heights. And fifth to the Onega Buffaloes. While on the men's side, it was Frankfort as well taking the title. They have 109 points, beating Valley Heights, Hanover, Centralia, and Onega. And again, a clean sweep by the home squads, Frankfort. As always, the track results a lot to digest, so let's take a break. When we come back, we have baseball and softball results, including a fantastic day by a name we have come accustomed to in the softball world. We'll take a look at your baseball and softball results right after these. In sports, injuries happen. That's why the Hanover Wildcats are happy to have the Hanover Hospital as their local source for quality healthcare. Hanover Hospital prides themselves on providing state-of-the-art healthcare for every member of the family, just a short trip from home with a friendly and local staff who care for their patients. Visit their website at hanoverhospitalks.org or come see them at 205 South Hanover Street the Hanover Hospital, proud sponsor of Wildcat Athletics on the TVL Spotlight. High school sports season means lots of travel and lots of wear and tear on your vehicle. And if you don't have your car or truck well maintained, it can mean an unexpected roadside breakdown on your way to the big game. That's why you need to get your vehicle into Becker Auto Repair and Performance in Centralia. The highly trusted staff at Becker Auto Repair will check your vehicle over to make sure you are ready for those long nights. Does your car, truck, or van need tires? Becker's does that too. You can buy the size you need and have them mounted on site. Becker's has everything to get your vehicle in top shape. Call Becker Auto Repair and Performance at 785-857-3215. That's 785-857-3215. Becker Auto Repair and Performance in Centralia, proud sponsor of Centralia Panther Athletics on the TVL Spotlight. Welcome back to the TVL Spotlight. It was quite the week on the diamond for all of the teams in the Twin Valley League, really. It started out on Tuesday with the Troy Lady Trojans taking on Valley Falls. In the early game, it was a dominating performance from pitcher Peyton Engman. She throws a no-hitter against Valley Falls in a 10-0 win. Engman goes 6 innings, allows no hits, no runs, and strikes out 11. And again, Troy gets the victory 10-0 in the game against Valley Falls. They would keep that offense rolling in game two with a 19-4 victory. 5 RBIs from Emerson Weber on 3 hits. Peyton Engman added 3 RBI as well. And a 12-run third inning would put Troy ahead and put them ahead for good, getting the 19-4 victory as they would sweep Valley Falls 10-0 and 19-4. On Friday, they would take on the Onega Buffaloes. A little bit tougher competition were the Buffs in this one. It looked like Troy was going to walk away with this one pretty easily after scoring 4 runs in the second inning. They were in firm control of this, but Onega answers back in a big way in the 5th, getting 5 runs to take the lead 6-5, but Troy answers back with 5 runs of their own and would take the victory 10-6, a 12-hit performance by Troy girls. And again, they get the 10-6 victory in game one over Onega. Game two got much closer as this would come down to the final AB, and it was Davina Biddens with the walk-off winner as she hits an RBI triple, plating that final run. Troy in the game collected 14 hits to only 5 for Onega. Really what kept the Buffaloes in this game was the miscues. Troy had 6 errors on the day, and that would lead to a lot of runs for Onega. But it was the Lady Trojans continuing their run. They get a 13-12 victory over Onega and take the sweep on Friday. The Trojans now 14-0 on the season and look to be continuing in the right direction as they look to reclaim the magic that they had in 2022. Also on Friday, the boys took the field, and it was a balanced offense from Troy that would get them the game one victory 4-0. RBI coming from Reagan Hartman, Preston Christensen, Bowden Bennett, and Hayden Engman. And a shutdown performance on the mound by Preston Christensen. He strikes out 11 and allows only one hit on the day. And again, Troy would take the 4-0 victory in the early game. In game two, the Buffaloes looked a little bit more like themselves. They get a big-time victory, 13-2, hanging crooked numbers in the second, fourth, and fifth. 4 runs in the second inning, 3 in the fourth, and 5 in the fifth. And they would run over Troy, 13-2 in that game. 4 RBI from Zach Fisher on 3 hits. Colby Simpkins would plate 2, as well as Luke Kelzer, as well as Jeremiah Dorsey. And the Buffaloes get the 13-2 victory over Troy splitting the doubleheader with the Trojans. It was Zach Fisher getting the win for the Buffaloes. He goes six innings, allows six hits and two earned runs, but does strike out 11. Again, when you get multiple innings like that, when you can hang some big crooked numbers on the board, Onega had a very good chance of winning this game, and they did. They take it 13-2. With the victory, Onega improved to 10-2 on the season. They have now at least a share of the TVL championship. Troy can still claim a co-championship if they are to sweep Blue Valley later this week. Those games coming up on Thursday. Also going on over the weekend was the Kansas 8-Man Football Association powerlifting contest. Excellent results from multiple teams in the Twin Valley League. I have those results up on our Facebook page. A couple of things I did want to highlight. Colby Garrison was your overall state champion at 148 pounds. And how about this? Washington County junior Kirsten Tholstrup breaks the state hand clean record at 165 pounds. So both the boys and the girls putting up big weights in state powerlifting championships. All of those results on Facebook. So please do check that out, as we had multiple athletes just really throwing up the big weights going up on Saturday. And we all know that's exactly where it starts. The weight room and the lifting is so underrated sometimes, but that's exactly where it starts. And these boys and girls both put up some big days in the weight room at the KEMFA State Championships. Let's take one more break. When we come back, we will take a look at what we have coming up today, a big-time day. We have some baseball, some softball, and the golfers over at Seneca. Back in 60, you're listening to the TBL Spotlight. And now a word from the guys at 785 Sports.
What's up, guys? This is Carson from 785 Sports. You guys might have seen us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go hit the follow button. We're almost at 3,000 followers on Instagram, growing rapidly every day. But we just wanted to let you guys know that the much-anticipated podcast is making a return. Interviews from your favorite athletes in the 785 area. So make sure to tune in on that. That'll be on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you, guys.
Favorite cartoon character?
I think I might have to go with SpongeBob.
What is something you always have to have on a sandwich?
Oh, it has to have cheese. If it doesn't have cheese, then I can't eat it.
What kind of cheese?
Colby Jack.
When you're not playing sports, what are other hobbies?
Oh, I go hunting and fishing a lot, and I hang out with friends a lot.
Are you a good fisher?
Yeah.
Do you live up to the name?
Yeah, I think so.
Post-high school plans?
I think I'm going to go to K-State and major in kinesiology.
An all-league and all-state athlete, Zach broke the school's 8-man record for rushing yards in a game as he rushed 31 times for 333 yards and 6 touchdowns in a high-scoring win against Valley Falls during his junior year. A student athlete with a big heart on and off the playing field, Fisher is active in the community as well as being a part of the FFA, his class president, and the National Honor Society. Onega's Zach Fisher in today's TBL Senior Spotlight. A big thank you to Brent Ronnebaum of Big Iron Auctions for our Senior Spotlights this year. Let's take a look now at what we have coming up today in the Twin Valley League. A double dip of Donovan West sports. We have the D-West baseball team at Jeff West and the softball team taking on Jeff County North. Meanwhile, it is the Troy Trojans taking on Horton today. The baseball team hosting, while the Troy softball team is taking on Horton, that going on in Atchison. And finally, it is the golfers over in Seneca, teams from Centralia, Frankfort, Hanover, Onega, Valley Heights, and Washington County, all going to Seneca to hit the links. So a big day in the Twin Valley League today. Again, a doubleheader for both D-West and Troy, and the golfers going over to Seneca. That's all I've got for you for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Not sure how recording of shows will go this week. As far as production, I will be at the Washington County meet coming up tomorrow, but do expect a full show on Wednesday as well as the Player of the Week, and then we'll see how things go from there. As always, check out the Facebook and Twitter pages. That is the best way to find out up-to-the-minute information, not only sports going on in the Twin Valley League, but recordings of shows as well. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here on the TBL Spotlight. Coverage of Lynn Bulldog Sports is brought to you by Oldie Family Farms. Oldie Family Farms is a third-generation Christian dairyman company producing wholesome milk and quality cows. Their mission is to create a safe and prosperous environment for their employees and the animals that they care for. They are committed to focusing on sustainability and serving the community while providing wholesome products for their customers. To find out more, visit oldiefamilyfarms.com or call 785-348-5697. Oldie Family Farms, proud sponsors of Lynn Bulldogs on the TBL Spotlight.